5 ways to stay motivated and get more done. Welcome to our short motivational audio on 5 ways to stay motivated and get more done. Research shows that goal setting can increase your chance of success when it comes to personal or professional performance. It's a model that is now widely used in organizations and is seen as an effective management tool. According to Locke and Latham's theory, psychologists and global pioneers in goal setting, one of the key elements to get you where you want to be is to have a clear goal and steps to measure progress. This approach helps you to stay focused and motivated. Whether you are considering transitioning into a new career or already doing so, this audio will provide you with 5 ways to remain confident, focused, and proactive to get where you want to be. Change can be unsettling, and it really is normal to feel overwhelmed at times. The great news is that you can do something about it. You are resourceful and able to create opportunities for yourself. The tools I'm going to share with you in this audio will help you get the extra confidence to keep you on track. Step 1. Find the right mindset. To be in a productive mindset, it is essential to clear your mind and be in the moment, as it will allow you to put your energy into what is important for you right now. Focusing on your breathing is a great way to start. So, let's practice this short breathing exercise to begin with. Make yourself comfortable, either sitting or standing. Start paying attention to the weight of your feet on the floor. Take a deep breath. Inhale through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. Take a few more deep breaths. In and out. The right mindset is also about being aware of the negative self-talk. Notice what is going on in your mind. Each thought is strongly influencing your reality, so what you think matters. When you start hearing yourself be negative, make a conscious choice to ignore any self-judgment that is not supportive. Instead, focus your attention on what you are already doing well. For example, you may have helped someone today and received a thank you, or you have finished a project at work or at home. Remind yourself of any accomplishments, big or small, as often as possible. Don't be modest. It is time to acknowledge what you do well. Step 2. Focus on your existing skills. Trust your existing skills. Yes, you may want or need to learn new skills, but you already have a lot of life experience. It is sometimes difficult to acknowledge what we are good at due to the high standards we set for ourselves. So, remember what your family and friends always compliment you on. Are you patient, a good communicator, well-organized or enthusiastic? Are you effective at motivating others? Do you learn quickly? Have a short think about the compliments you have received recently. Great! Keep those acknowledgements in mind, because they are your unique strengths. Step 3. Start with where you are. When starting something new, whether it is a project, a job search, or your first day in a new organization, the situation may feel overwhelming. If you don't know where to begin, start with where you are and what you have. You have an abundance of knowledge, expertise, and skills that are incredibly valuable. Trust your skills. Trust the experience you have acquired throughout the years. They are great assets. You can always learn new skills along the way, but right now, what you have is the perfect place to start. Step 4. Be clear on the goal you want to achieve. Having a clear direction will help you channel all your energy towards your goal. Be specific on what you are trying to achieve. What is the objective of the task? Is it a short-term or a long-term one? If the initial step or goal is not exciting, what is the opportunity for you here? Think of the bigger picture, and what would be good about achieving it? Your source of motivation drives your productivity, so it is worth exploring. Have a think about what you want to achieve. Step 5. Break down your goal into doable steps. Great! Once you are clear on your objective, you can make this goal more tangible by breaking it down into easy, doable steps. To help you feel confident, do some research on the topic. If you're doing a job search, for instance, start gathering some information about the job descriptions that interest you. If you're working on a new project, find the relevant documentation that could make you feel more comfortable with the task. The more knowledge you get, the more expertise you develop, the more confident you become. To help make this goal accessible, map out the process and its different stages. Small, doable steps are less overwhelming than a broad idea or concept. Finally, be kind to yourself. It's okay not to know about something, and it's also absolutely fine to ask for help. Reach out to your existing network or explore new ones. This could be networking events, conferences, career forums, or online groups. There are plenty of opportunities to surround yourself with the right people, and you also have a lot to offer. So, remember the five steps. 1. Find the right mindset. Take a few minutes to focus on your breathing. Notice your negative self-talk and choose to focus on your positive achievements. 2. Focus on your strengths. Recognize and acknowledge your strengths. 3. Start where you are. Trust your experience and knowledge. Be kind to yourself. New skills can be learnt at a later stage, but what you already have is an asset to start with. 4. Be clear on the goal you want to achieve. Clarity will make your goal more tangible and accessible. 5. Break down your goal into doable steps to have a direction to focus on. Now, it's time to get started.